Hello, and welcome to Season 10 of the Hope Motivates Action podcast. I am your host, Lindsay Recknell, a workplace mental health professional, speaker, podcaster, and an expert in hope. Bringing you these episodes with these incredible guests is my absolute favorite. I am so grateful for the privilege to share stories of transformation and to help you move through your own transformation with our one-on-one work together and with the help of the professionals who come on the show. The science of hope and positive psychology has had such a huge impact on me and my work. So I love that I also get to share knowledge, research, and stories from the evidence-based science as well. It is my sincere wish that you hear something that resonates with you in these episodes, that you feel the contagious power of hope, and you are motivated to take action over what you can control, all towards creating a future better than today. I have such a passion for this work, and I love connecting with my clients, with you, my listeners, and with the guests on this show to help create transformation. This week on the show, I have two fabulous guests to introduce you to, Judy Schoenberg and Linda Lautenberg, co-founders of Evolve Me, where they work with groups of women in midlife looking to relaunch, reinvent, or level up their careers, and with companies invested in attracting and retaining top female talent. Judy is a career strategist and leadership expert for women in midlife career transition who are exploring a return to the workforce or who are pivoting their careers. Through the DARE method of career reinvention she created with her co-founder, Judy helps cohorts of women find the clarity and confidence to own their value and pursue new opportunities. Linda is a return to work expert, a women's career advancement strategist and champion for all midlife career changers. Along with her co-founder, Linda developed Evolve Me's proprietary DARE method of career invention to help cohorts with high achieving women find clarity, gain confidence, and launch the best chapter of their professional lives. Judy and Linda have been featured in Forbes, CNN, Reuters World at Work, Elevate Network, Luminary, and FairyGodBoss.com. Judy was named Better, Not Younger Entrepreneur of the Week, and Linda was nominated for the Forbes 50 Over 50 list. They have been guests on podcasts like Next Career, Work From the Inside Out, and Life After Corporate, among others. And I'm super excited they're here with us today, so let's get into it. Hello, Judy and Linda. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. Hi, Lindsay. So good to be here. This is Judy Schoenberg, co-founder of Evolve Me. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Hi, Lindsay. This is Linda Lautenberg, other co-founder of Evolve Me. And thank you so much for inviting us on today.
Oh, I am so excited for this conversation. I think you guys are doing unbelievably important work. You couldn't have picked a better time to be doing this kind of work. So maybe let's start off. And Judy, maybe I'll call on you first. You can share with us how you are using hope to motivate action in your life and in the lives of the people you are serving.
Great. I love that question, Lindsay. So happy to kick it off. So I had a long career as a nonprofit executive focused on women and girls leadership. And I loved what I was doing. But I also saw a few years ago, a big milestone coming up for me, a milestone birthday. And I had spent about 15 years at one organization. And I said, you know what, I don't want to turn 50 here. I think that I have a next chapter in me. And, you know, I was hopeful that, you know, even at that age, you know, of 50 in mid-career, in midlife, that there was more. There was a way that I could leverage my talents and skills and expertise and parlay it into new opportunities. And, you know, I didn't necessarily have a lot of role models around me doing that. And some actually people that I worked with dissuaded me, because not that they didn't have hope in me that I could do it, but I think for them, it induced so much fear, you know, to make a change. But I fought through that, and I decided that this was what I needed to do because, you know, at the core, I always have believed, and this is, you know, what is like so hopeful for me about humans, is that we can adapt and change and evolve and grow at any age and stage. And that's kind of like the premise of, you know, I have a background in education, human development and psychology, and that's always been my lens on the world and in my work. And so so I left and I took a leap. I left my, you know, long-term role, and I started to kind of explore different things that were outside of what I had done, try on new opportunities. And I realized that it was really lonely to figure out what I wanted to do next and that I could make more progress with other women. So I joined a program for women who were returning to the workforce and social impact, even though I wasn't really returning. I had stayed in that field, but I really felt like I needed the motivation. And that's, again, like what's hopeful for me is working with others and collaborating and seeing that energy and that exchange of ideas and seeing other people in the same situation as me. So long story short, I did a program where I met Linda. She was in this program right after me. And we were tapped to actually rebrand the program that we were in. And in doing this work for a startup that changed course, we realized that there were very few resources specifically for women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s who wanted to make a transition. And we decided to focus on that demographic, and we started Evolve Me, which is a professional development company for women in midlife transition. And you know how we are together, because I couldn't do this alone, but I know Linda will speak for herself soon. We are turning hope into action by paying it forward. So we're taking all of the lessons that we've learned along the way in our own career transitions, and we want to make it more fun, more doable, more rewarding for other women to be able to make a career transition. And so we're bringing them together to do that. You don't have to do this work in isolation. And so that's what's really hopeful for us to see now, the transformations that so many women are making in our programming.
Ugh, it just, I love it. I love it. Turning hope into action. I mean, you couldn't say my words any better than that. So thank you very much. It feels like a very hopeful story. And I imagine that it's resonating really strongly with the folks that are listening, because that mid-career transition is not something that our generation, that generation was intended to do, right? We were taught to do the traditional path of school, get married, have kids, stay in your job forever, retire, die, you know, like that's kind of how it went. And I love that it doesn't have to be that way. Linda, please share with us your story of how you use hope to motivate action as well.
Thank you, Lindsay. So so for me, I feel like hope and optimism always kind of go hand in hand. And you know, necessarily for the kind of work that Judy and I do. So my backstory is that my early career was in finance, doing real estate finance, securitization. I was on Wall Street, and I ended up taking a break from the paid workforce to care for my family. We moved for my husband's career. I thought maybe I'd be out for a year or two. It was definitely an adjustment, an identity loss, but I was optimistic and hopeful that, you know, oh, something will just land in my lap. Something will work out. I'm going to just take a leap and get used to this, you know, really investing in my kids, my family, my community. I did a lot of nonprofit work. And I really always thought the right thing is going to fall in my lap. And 16 years later, it hadn't. Right. But I think that's because that was what I was meant to be doing, was really focusing on community and family. And I think that that experience, what I ended up learning and a lot of the skills that I use now in Evolve Me, I developed during that time. So that was meant to happen that way. But when my first of three children was getting ready to go back to school, I was like, okay, nothing just fell in my lap. I have to really start thinking about what is it that I want to do next, because these kids are all going to leave me. I need to get myself back, my professional self back. And I really thought that I could figure it out on my own, just kind of like Judy when she was talking about changing careers. And so I started Googling and talking to friends and things, but I knew that if I could just figure out what I wanted to do, then I knew with hope and optimism that I would be able to get there. But that is the piece that for me personally, I could not do on my own. So I joined the same program that Judy did about a year later after Judy had. And as soon as I was in a room with other women that were trying to figure out the same thing, like how to get back into the workforce and what it was they wanted to do, that's where I got my real first dose of serious hope, because I wasn't alone. I wasn't trying to figure this out myself. And I was in a room with other smart women who are trying to figure it out as well. And so at that point, I knew that we could do it together. Of course, midway through the program, then I got hired. And while I was watching, you know, listening to the woman that was facilitating, I said, you know, this is what I could do. I remember specifically going home and saying to my husband, you know, I've been trying to figure this out all along. This is what I should be doing. So, and then lo and behold, they hired Judy and I to do just that and work with women. So, so once that program ended and Judy and I, you know, were able to put our heads together, that's, we really felt like we had something very special because we had two different perspectives, me as a returner and understanding how hard that can be to jump back into the workforce, which almost always necessitates a pivot as well. Because most often women that have taken a career break are not hopping back into what they want to do. They're not the same person that they were pre-break, right? So we complement each other really well, and it's, and we're just so hopeful because every time we come, we have a new cohort, and we are on our sixth cohort now of our signature training program, the Reinvention Collective. We see these women just change and blossom throughout the course, their confidence coming back. And even more importantly, we see them helping each other. And that's something that really gives us hope too, is just watching women come together, and by helping themselves, they're helping each other, or vice versa. By helping each other, then they're helping themselves.
A nice symbiotic relationship for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So tell us about your program. What is Evolve Me all about? Who does it help? What transformation can somebody expect?
I could start and then, sure. And then, yeah, if you want to chime in. So Evolve Me, Linda mentioned we have, a signature program, the Reinvention Collective, and we have, we've put together a method for career reinvention called the DARE method. And it stands for Discover, Amplify, Refresh, and Embark, because we knew that women needed kind of a path or structure in order to progress. There's different stages of career reinvention. And often women come to us, you know, and say to us, you know, can you help me with my resume? Right. And we say, well, what do you want to do? And they say, well, we're not sure yet. So you have to, the first part of her, so that's not going to get you very far, right? So the first part, you know, our whole Reinvention Collective training program, it's a virtual program, and it passes, we take women through these four stages. So the first stage is all about that first step of like figuring out what you want to do, your direction, getting clarity. So it's around the theme of discover. So we go through a process of, you know, discussion and self-reflection. All of our training is up on a learning platform, but then we come live to have discussions about, you know, what talents you want to bring up from past experiences, what skills you want to use, what you love to do, what wakes you up in the morning, what you'd love to do as a child that you never, you know, haven't thought about in, you know, 20 years. And, you know, thinking about all of those things, you know, what you kind of are good at might be really different than what you love to do, right? And you were talking about, you know, kind of progressing on a conventional path of just like following like what you're really good at, but like 20, 25 years later, like what you're really good at might not, you know, give you that mojo to like, get up and go to work the next day. Right. So it's really trying to figure out, the difference between those two, and then really figuring out like, how do you want to contribute to the world? What is the value that you bring? What are issues and causes? You know, what areas, what industries, fields do you want to be, you know, making a difference in, right? So we go through that, and then we focus on really amplifying our voice. So many women, Linda was talking about like the loss of confidence that comes from being in transition. We work with the most accomplished, I mean, some of the most, not me probably, but some of the most accomplished, talented women who've had success in their careers before, but are just feeling stuck. And you know, due to ageism, due to maybe not having a network, having had a career break, being out of the workforce, just come to us with really low confidence. So we talk a lot about imposter syndrome, how to get around that, feeling like a fraud, especially if you're making a change. And we work with women on really amplifying their voices and creating compelling pivot pitches to go out into the world and start networking and connecting and telling their own story. That's a really, that's a big piece. And then we go into refreshing their whole professional toolkit with them. And we have a whole cadre of speakers, expert speakers that we work with to help us do that together. So we have, we work on a refreshed resume and LinkedIn, interviewing skills, networking skills. So you leave with like a kind of a 360 degree view of all the tools that you need to go out into the world to start networking, and embarking is the last piece. So embarking on that next chapter, whether it's strategic volunteering, freelance roles, full-time roles, part-time roles, like women are really getting results, you know, in the program and are landing positions. And, you know, Linda, I thought, you know, if you want to give a little bit of color to some of the transformations, you know, some of these success stories that women are having, that could be a good counterpoint to how the program works.
Sure. Is that okay, Lindsay?
Please. Absolutely. Sure. Okay. Tell me about the transformation.
Sure. So, like when we focusing back on hope, like when Judy was talking about the progression through the coursework, I mean, that's when we really are seeing change happen, is because women are seeing, first of all, they've seen other women that have come through our program before and have successfully reinvented themselves. A lot of times you come in and you think it's too late for me. I'm too old. Like nobody's going to, you know, it's too late to make this change. So it's that sense of running out of time. But when you see other women that you're working with or that have gone before you that have been able to make that change, that's when you get that hope and optimism that you need to go through this process. And the days that you don't have it, you get it from the other women in the program. Just like, you know, as an entrepreneur, Judy and I, some days we like feed each other that same kind of optimism, right? One of the stories that we love is, there was a woman that came to our program that had been, she was in finance and technology, and she had been in the government sector, in the public sector for her entire career, and was very accomplished there, but was just feeling like she was just in kind of a toxic work situation. It wasn't working for her anymore. She really wanted to get into the private sector, but she felt that she was really stuck just based on her age and based on the fact that she knew nothing about the private sector. She didn't, it's kind of like when I was trying to return to the workforce, she said, well, private, but I don't even know what, right? It was through, you know, going through the tools and exercise in our program, but it was really with the support of the women in her cohort and in her smaller accountability groups that they were able to brainstorm where she should be looking. And it turned out that one of the women had been in retail for a long time. And she said, retail is needing the exact skills that you have, right? Like you are a perfect fit for that. And so she made the first couple connections for her. And with her, like now that she was feeling more confident, she reached out and the next conversation. And now she has a big job at Williams-Sonoma. So, you know, and when women hear stories like that, they're like, okay, I can do this. Like, it's okay that I can't figure it out by myself. It's okay to ask for help and brainstorm with other women because yeah, I will in turn help them.
Yeah. I mean, it's like what Linda's describing when she was talking. I was like, right. Like, I remember like women sending us emails after saying like, you gave me hope. And I'm like, well, maybe we're really a hope delivery system, you know, because we like also like really care about elevating, like not just the women that we work with, but women at large. So we have a platform, we have platforms. Like we have a whole series, a feature series called How She Did It, which tells the stories of women who've made successful reinventions. And we have another series called 40 over 40. So like we, you know, of course, like we want to help women who we work directly with transform, but we also want to put out into the world that this is possible, right? And having hope is so much about believing that it's possible. And right, as Linda was saying, like, if you can't see it, you can't be it. So that's like kind of like an overlay to everything we do, is really making sure that we're sharing those messages, you know, in the wider world. And for women who are working, you know, not everybody wants to make a grand change, but there are ways that, you know, we also work with women and with companies to help women love their jobs even more and have like hope in the situation that they're in. Not everybody can pick up, you know, and leave for financial reasons or otherwise. And so there's ways for us to help women have hope to make the roles that they have more meaningful and more aligned with their values where they are right now. And we're seeing a lot
hope
of that.
Delivery too. Service. I mean, come on.
A hope delivery service.
Yeah. So good. I am a huge believer. You know, people who have listened to this show over the last 10 seasons have heard me say 100 times how contagious hope is. Then if you are not feeling so hopeful, just go and find the most hopeful person you know and borrow some of theirs and vice versa. Like we talked about that symbiotic relationship, building those communities of hopeful people, you can feed off each other in such great ways. And if you can, like you say, if you can show how possible it is, it just inspires us to take that action towards that hopeful future ourselves. Mm-hmm. You guys are doing incredible work. And I love what you said, that it doesn't have to be this monster transition. It can start from a place of just feeling happy about the job you're in and getting reinvigorated in that. Can you talk, Linda, maybe can you talk a little bit more about that? And so if there's folks that are listening and they want to take that first baby step, where they can start?
Sure. We feel really strongly. I mean, the initial part when we launched our business, it was about women that were looking to change and looking to return to the workforce. But because we know why women leave their roles, we also know what would make them want to stay, right? And so that's why we've started working with companies, because I think by and large, people like a lot of the things about where they want to work, but there's just something. Maybe they're just looking for more meaning in their career, or they're looking for more value alignment, or they're just looking to try another skill set. So we work with women in companies, like in with women's ERGs, like employee resource groups, and do workshops with them so that they can start feeling more invested in and more committed and more, feeling more engagement with the other women in their companies. So they feel like they have those allies, so they can get that kind of hope and inspiration from other women. And that's what we're finding is one of the things that women are enjoying the most, aside from, you know, like the actual programming of leadership skills or dealing with imposter syndrome or some of those topics. One of the things they come back to us with again and again is, thank you so much for this interactive program, because we've now, I got to talk to women in this company and meet with them and interact with women that I never otherwise would have met. And it makes me feel more connected to the company that I'm in. It makes me feel more engaged in my work. It makes me understand better how the work that I'm doing contributes to the bottom line or contributes to the end goal. And sometimes that's really what's missing. It's not that you have to leave your job and go do something else. You just need to find that connection, that meaning, that purpose within your own company. And so we love doing that work.
And I can imagine the benefit to organizations of doing that work as well.
Yeah.
Like adding that. And I think it's really cool that you focus on working with the employee resource groups. I think those are a very underutilized opportunity for employees and employers to really interact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's been really satisfying for the women, I think, and for the leadership, you know, the company leadership, to be able to be offering this kind of professional development from facilitators outside the organization too, because it creates a different kind of safe space for women to feel like they can be vulnerable and share their stories and share their challenges, share their hopes, share their dreams, without having, you know, their supervisors necessarily leading it, or, you know, fear of retribution for saying the wrong thing and things like that.
Yeah, being able to bring your whole self to work, being able to come to work as a mom or as the daughter of an older parent that you're caring for on the side, being able to like show those parts of you, because all those outside parts of you make up who you are, and ultimately somehow you are bringing those to work. So you shouldn't have to hide those parts of you.
And not only shouldn't you have to hide them, but It is your part of your brilliance, right? It is, it is who you are, and bringing all of that awesomeness to work just enhances creativity and fulfillment and contribution and all of those wonderful things. So if there are folks listening, and I imagine that there are, going, ugh, this is terrifying. Like, I can't even imagine. And it sounds hard, and it sounds like a lot of work. What do you say to those people?
That's when you need to start listening to your podcast a little more and getting some hope and optimism, because honestly, it can be scary. I mean, not going to lie. It can be a little scary to stick your toe out there. But honestly, if you can approach this work with optimism and eyes wide open and a growth mindset and just thinking like, I can do anything, it's exciting. It's exciting and rewarding, and it can even be fun. It is fun. It takes a minute to kind of shed some of those limitations that you put on yourself, that I'm too old to do this. I would never be able to do that. I've never been good at this. And that's why we, at the very outset, we start digging in with women. What do you love to do? What are your values? What are you good at? You know, what are your strong points? Let's focus on all of those things first. Don't worry about what the job is you're looking for. Let's just try to figure out, like, you know, what do you bring to the table? Sometimes we even work with women and we have them create their own job description from the ground up, right? Like, if you were going to do something, like, what would it look like? Instead of going online and looking at job descriptions that have a million and one bullet points that you're in, boxes that you're supposed to check, and then just feeling defeated and deflated and shutting off your computer and going back to bed. Like, instead, how about thinking about all the things you bring to the table? You don't have to check all the boxes. It's not necessary.
And yeah, I mean, yeah, lead from your strengths is like a message that we definitely share that's very hopeful. And I think that, to your point, Lindsay, I love what you said about hope is contagious, because I think that that's one of the reasons I think that Linda and I resonate with women so much, is that like we've believed in ourselves and like we've had hope for ourselves, and now we're sharing that success out with others. And so I think that if you're feeling like, I can't do this, this is, sounds so daunting, you know, surround yourself with other people, right? That you're like your own personal board of advisors, like that are hopeful. You know, they, I'm sure you've heard, like, we are the sum of the five people we spend the most time with. So if you're spending time with like the haters, you know, like, or people that are like down on you making a change, and sometimes those people are the people that are closest to you, right? Like your partner, mm-hmm. or your best friend or your colleagues, because they're invested in an identity and version of yourself that you might be outgrowing, but they want to hold on to that. So, you know, surround yourself with other people who are thinking about making changes in their own life, whether it's personal, professional, you know, where they see like a horizon out, they see the horizon, right? They see like what's possible, and they're trying new things, right? And they are meeting new people, and they're getting out there, and they're reconnecting, you know, after this kind of dormant period we've had over the last few years. So, you know, spend time with people that uplift you, right? Life is too short to spend time with people who are bringing you down. And that's why we created our programming, you know, to be group cohort based, because we bring like-minded women together who are all invested in each other's success.
Actually, if I can throw out one other thing that gives me hope, and it's really, Judy, especially yesterday, it's like so on top of mind. So the other part of what we have found, because we never like started a business before together, right? So we also, between Judy and I, put into practice what we encourage the women in our cohorts to do. And that is, as new entrepreneurs, we relied heavily on other women that had done, you know, started their own businesses before us. And so within our cohort training, we bring in experts from different areas of, different career experts throughout our training. And we work with them and we lift them up and promote them. They promote us. It's like, we have found the women's entrepreneurial community to be incredibly mutually supportive. So we have, you know, we have a stylist that comes in and works with their women. We have a photographer. Judy and I just had a new headshot session yesterday with our photographer that we use, and she gives confidence boost. We have another woman that is a professional speaker. We bring in other career coaches. And all these women have really become part of the Evolve Me community. And we all support each other so that when we're facing a challenge, we look to each other for support and what to do next. And actually yesterday we all got together in the city and a couple of the women we had never even met in real life before, because we had met them since the pandemic. And so it was really fun. And a group of about 10 of us had lunch yesterday in the city. And it was such a celebration of celebrating each other.
Oh, I love it. You guys are two of the most hopeful people I've met in a long time. I can only imagine what your community must be like. Can you please share how folks can get a hold of you and join your programming?
Sure. We have lots of resources that you can download on our website. That's the best place to learn more about us and the Reinvention Collective. It's www.evolveme.work. And you'll find a lot of free downloads there and opportunities to learn more about the Reinvention Collective and what, you know, the ins and outs of the program, and also to get our monthly newsletter and other resources where we, share all our tips and tricks with our community and beyond.
Yeah, it's a fun newsletter. And we also, that's where we highlight our women's, our How She Did It women. And, you know, we also celebrate other women, you know, women's companies that are doing amazing things. And in the downloads, there's one that's fantastic. If anybody is not feeling hopeful and needing a mindset shift, there's one on our website that specifically targets how to turn your mindset around and feel more hopeful and optimistic about your future.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. So we will link to that download in the show notes. We will link to your website and all the places that people can get a hold of you. Thank you both so, so much for joining me. I cannot even believe that a half an hour has gone by so, so fast. You tag team so beautifully. Yeah, and I mean, I'm quite happy in my career at the minute, but I want to join your collective. So thank you again.
Well, maybe you'll come and speak sometime. That would be great.
Anytime.
We'll feature you on our website.
We'll do
a blog interview with you, and then you will be part of the Evolve Me community.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Oh, that is beautiful. Thank you again so, so much. It's been a real pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Take care. Yet another incredible story. I mean, I literally say that after every episode, but I wouldn't publish episodes I didn't think were incredible now, would I? I mentioned in the introduction that it's my sincere privilege to share space with these guests, to bring their stories and their expertise to the podcast airwaves. And honestly, I learned so much from their wisdom at the same time. That's the thing about this work. It's in the storytelling, the language we use to express our innermost narratives. That's what has the most power of transformation. Sometimes, when we don't know the words to use, we just won't say anything at all. And that can lead to negative rumination, when the stressors in our lives can lead to burnout. The topic of burnout, stress, and why the differences between the two matter is something we talk a lot about in my most popular training workshop titled From Burnout to Hope. In this 60-minute workshop, you'll learn to apply evidence-based strategies and tactics to reverse your feelings of overwhelm and languishing, and activate the hope circuit in your brain for a future better than today. It's transformational, personal, and, dare I say, guaranteed to increase your hope levels. You've heard me say it 100 times, but I believe that fear is louder in the dark. And talking loud about the fears, aspirations, and the anxiety-inducing situations we find ourselves in is an amazing way to move towards the transformation of a future better than today. If you'd like to learn more about language and how you can leverage the science of hope in your life, I'd love to share the From Burnout to Hope training workshop with you. You can find more information about it on my website at expertinhope.com/burnout to hope. I truly believe that the future will be better than today by taking action over the things we can control. And conversations like this really reinforce that hope. Looking forward to keeping the conversation going, so reach out anytime. As always, I'm here when you need me.